I'm your beloved Chuck. Good morning. My goodness, I didn't believe there were this many people in Redondo Beach. I want to thank you all for coming. I think, you know, that if a guy's going to talk a little while, it's nice if somebody comes. And somebody certainly has come this morning. We've already had a good talk here, so I don't have to do very much. Mainly, I came to tell you I love you. That's the mainest thing that I have to say to you. I love you. And you don't have to change for me to love you. You don't have to get any gooder or any badder or any smarter or anything else. I love you because I know who you are, whether you do or not. And so I love you. I'm totally and completely lost in the last few years in converting intellectual knowledge into conscious awareness. Practically everything that I know now that is pertinent to my well-being, I knew 50, 60 years ago. And just about everything I believe now that's pertinent to my well-being, I believed 50 or 60 years ago. Intellectually. And I've been converting it into conscious awareness. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. For instance, the little phrase, in him we live and move and have our being. I've known that ever since I can remember. And almost all the time, I thought it meant just us. We human beings. It didn't occur to me that, well, it did once in a while. I got an inkling once in a while. That it meant all life. In him, everything lives and moves and has its being. Not just us, but our life. Because there's only one life. There's one life with many faces, one mind common to all men. And that takes in everything that is. You know, the English translation, the word, the Hebrew word for God is that which is. That which is, and it means everything that is. And I was sort of bound up for a long time thinking it just meant us. But it don't. For instance, I've been swimming with a salmon from the headwaters of the Klamath River to Japan and back, trying to find out who is its travel agent. You know something? I get lost in the airport. And that salmon goes from the headwaters of the Klamath to Japanese waters and back to the headwaters of the Klamath to spawn and to die. And that's something like 9,000 miles of water, one way.